In the name of the Most Merciful, Most Gracious, praise and gratitude be towards Allah, the Lord of existence. His Prophet advised with guidance and to follow the religion of righteousness to establish it over the entire faith, and to embrace Allah as the one and only to whom we depend upon, and to proclaim that there is no God but Allah and there is no one but Him in existence, to which all praise and gratitude be towards, provider of life and death, and He is all-knowing and capable of His creation, and to proclaim that Muhammad is His believer and prophet. O Allah, place praise and peace and increase the blessing over our teacher, the Prophet Muhammad, as regards to his worth and divine or great stature. And may Allah embrace the four descendants, the great and pious leaders, Abu Bakr, Umar, Osman, and Ali, and the rest of the descendants, and the followers, and those who followed them with dedication, and those that relished their lives with faith, and filled their existence with your grace, blessing, and great mercy, O Most Gracious. O Allah, open the gates for us, O Most Merciful. Enable us to become from the most truthful and faithful, O Lord of existence. Allah, enable us to become from the most faithful, and place us between those most faithful to you, and take our lives with the most faithful, and reward us on the Day of Judgment as you would reward those most faithful to you. My dear brothers, our Prophet Muhammad, praise and peace be upon him, said, "The greatest of times are those pertaining to me and the ones that follow. From you, my companions are heard, and those that follow shall hear from you. For that generation's my brother, and ours is the generation of clarity and purity." Al-Hasan al-Basri said, "The person searched himself when mentioning Allah. Our Prophet, praise and peace be upon him, said, "The grasp of beauty and its loss exists in three aspects. The first is prayer. The second is reading Quran. The third is mention of Allah. For if you find it, thank Allah. And if you do not attain it, then know for certain that the doors are closed." If you read the Quran, if you fast, if you pray, if you read word of mention, yet you do not feel their beauty, then know for certain that within you lies a defect that closed the door of blessing upon you. The measure of approachment to Allah through mention, through prayer, fasting, and reading the Quran, you must feel a sweetness of interest, of enjoyment while performing these duties. The first fruit of joy is to find clarity and peace of mind in obeying Allah and getting closer to His grace. For if you do not feel it, there is deficit within you that you, my brothers, need to fulfill. Search of why you are denied to taste the fruits of mention of Allah, of prayer, of reading Quran. Al-Imam Murtada Zubaydi once said, "If you mention Allah in the same perspective of praising Him, then you lose all value, for you did not fulfill the restriction of praise." This restriction of praise is to be righteous while pleading from Allah to get closer from Him. For if the value of mention is lost, then the purpose of mention in itself is lost as well. The purpose of mention of Allah, my brothers, is to force the devil away from us and to become closer to Allah. So if one mentions without possessing a righteous intention to get near to Allah, then that person will not draw out the devil and will not get closer to Allah. This made me realize something, my brothers. Does there exist rules to apply as to properly mention Allah? We all know to a certain degree all rules applied in performing our duties as to obey Allah. Ibn al-Mubarak said, "The worshipper with his obedience reaches to paradise, and with his proper conduct will get close to Allah." Now, my brothers, what are the rules in mentioning Allah? There exist six rules to mention Allah. The first aspect is that if you are capable to perform it, then you must, for it is highly vital in properly mentioning Allah. You must be pure, you must be cleansed, tahir. A man once greeted and saluted our Prophet, praise and peace be upon him. Then our Prophet washed himself and said, "I detest mentioning Allah, and I am not cleansed." This is most favorable and most rewarding as to when mentioning Allah as to be cleansed. You must even brush your teeth, either using a suwak or a modern-day toothbrush. The second rule, when mentioning Allah, is to display respect when you do so. Allah said, "My worshippers, who mentions me must display respect." Now as you realize, you must show respect. You must feel the words to a point that it stirs one's emotions, to a point that he cries from the power residing behind these words, and in his respect to Allah, first and before anything else. Our Prophet Muhammad, praise and peace be upon him, said, "On a day that shows no light, no mercy, mercy is granted to a man who was mentioning Allah when he was alone to a point that he started tearing. This is evidence that you must tear when mentioning Allah." The third rule is that when you are mentioning Allah, make an attempt as to use the same phrases as those used by our dearest Prophet Muhammad, praise and peace be upon him. You may use something of your own, but it is considered better to use phrases based down or passed down from our Prophet Muhammad, praise and peace be upon him, for they are the better, and in doing so, a higher reward is attained as regards to getting closer, to approaching nearer to Allah. The fourth rule, when mentioning Allah, is to do so while directed in the direction of prayer or al-qibla. This is better, since then you truly are standing before Allah at the time of his mention, for mention is a form of prayer and conduct and prayer, so it is better suited to face the direction of the prayers. The fifth is to be contemplating the meaning of the words when mentioning Allah. Al-Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal said, from Musa, "When you mention me while you are thinking of their meanings. Mention me with respect and reassurance. So when you mention me, let the words of your mouth flow with your heart." What this truly means is that before the words reach your mouth, make them pass by your heart so that the meanings of the words are imprinted in your heart before they even attain or reach to your tongue. The final rule is to insist while mentioning, for the more insistent you are, it shows that you are more loyal and obedient to Allah. Our Prophet Muhammad, praise and peace be upon him, said, "Mentioning Allah in a pleading manner, with respect and without raising your voice, the lower your voice during the mention of Allah, for when our Prophet was with his companions, it was said that he passed by people who mentioned Allah in a loud voice. The Prophet, praise and peace be upon him, said, 'People, do not raise your voice, for you neither address one who is deaf nor absent, but Allah is a listener. Allah is close. He is one who grants.'" Become obsessed, my brothers, with the mention of Allah. So when you do so, be well behaved by being cleansed, having respect, directed in the direction of prayer. The words derived from the Prophet Muhammad, have the words flow from the mouth after they come or follow from the heart. And lastly, be insistent and speak in a soft tone. But to be honest with you, my brothers, there are forms of mention you do not need a soft tone for, as for the call for prayers, al-adhan, or pleading from Allah. There is no time frame or schedule when a person should mention Allah, for Allah is always present and Allah is never absent. So mention Allah all the time. But in this segment, my brothers, we shall understand the most rewarding times in our day to mention Allah. Time passing throughout the entire day is appropriate at any instance to mention Allah. And there are activities, and all activities in general may or is suitable to mention Allah during. But we must also know what are the best times in the day when we can mention Allah. You see, you realize, the best times to mention Allah is within a group, a jama'ah. This is truly the best time to mention Allah. To be in the company of others whose intention is to mention Allah. Our dearest Prophet Muhammad, praise and peace be upon him, said, "Allah has angels that roam, that encircle the earth, who find groups that mention Allah. For if they find it, they gather amongst themselves to ask from Allah to grant these people rewards for what they do." Are there not brothers who gather with others for the righteous intention of praising Allah? Then why don't the angels search for such a person, an individual? Aren't there worshippers that pray with diligence? Why aren't the angels roaming around these people as individuals? Why are the angels so concerned with groups of mention rather than individuals? Scholars say, when the faithful and diligent gather amongst themselves with purified hearts and clear minds and mention Allah amongst them, for this gathering possesses secrets that cannot be unlocked on an individual level. For the delicacy and value of this gathering is not attained at a personal individual level. The fact of the matter is that we always go out. We do things aside from the mention of Allah. Take an hour. You and a group of your friends sit down, have a conversation, mention Allah, rather than hinder, waste your days to nothingness, and end up regretting all of the gatherings you took part in and wish for just a single hour to mention Allah in. One of the companions of the Prophet, praise and peace be upon him, would call out to his friends and tell them, "Gather together, gather, so that we may mention Allah for an hour." My brothers, don't you think he could have done this alone? He could have prayed, praised, and renewed his vows to Allah by himself? He could have. But the fact of the matter, the truth of the nature, is that a gathering for the purpose of mentioning Allah contains secrets yet to be unlocked and rewards not attained on the individual level. And in that setting, it must be understood that all who are present in that setting should purify their hearts, clear their minds, for the only aspect that should roam around them and within them is the thought and the mention of Allah, nothing else. But where have these gatherings gone, my dear brothers? How many of us truly take part in such an honorable and productive form of worship? How many indeed? Our Prophet Muhammad, praise and peace be upon him, was walking when he saw a group of his companions seated, and he asked them, "Why are you seated in that manner?" They replied, "We are mentioning Allah and thanking him for all of the blessing bestowed upon us." The Prophet then asks, "Is this really the purpose of this gathering?" They replied, "We swear to Allah." The Prophet then says, "I do not accuse you otherwise, but Jibreel has informed me that Allah is pleased with you, and he brags about you to his angels, and he has forgiven you all." Our dearest Prophet Muhammad also says, praise and peace be upon him, "A group of people who gather to mention Allah in any place, Allah would bestow a sense of peace within all of them, cover them with mercy, and surround them with angels, and Allah would mention about them to whomever he surveys. Allah would call upon them, 'Rise up, for I have forgiven you, for you have pleased me, and I am pleased with you.'" There are some brothers, though, that come to the mosque not for the purpose of worship or to listen to a lecture, but rather in order to take care of some plans or business that they have with another brother. The angels would ask Allah, "There is a person who is not amongst them." Allah would then say, "He shall be forgiven so long as he becomes a part of that gathering." Al-Imam Abdullah ibn al-Mubarak said, "To Abu al-Muslim, he went to a mosque and he found a group sitting outside, so he sat with them. They were talking about varied issues of life. So he said, 'Do you know what you present, what you represent, and what I represent? You represent a man standing in a terrible rainstorm. This man tries to run in his house to seek shelter. But upon his entrance into the home, he finds out that the house has no ceiling. For I thought that you sat here for the purpose of mentioning Allah.' Our Prophet Muhammad, praise and peace be upon him, said, 'There will be people within our nation who will gather together in the mosque for the purpose of talking about issues in life. Stay away from them, for you shall gain nothing from them.'" To continue, my brothers, what is meant by a house with no ceiling? It means misfortune, displeasure, temptation from the devil, and the way from the mercy of Allah. Furthermore, the The purpose of all of this about mention is to instill the righteous way of mention. We shall talk about the rewards of mention. When a man approached our dearest Prophet Muhammad, praise and peace be upon him, and asked, O Prophet, the duties of Islam have overwhelmed me, so tell me of something to do, so that I may dedicate myself to it, and pray to Allah, and pray to Him that He may forgive me on the Day of Judgment. Our Prophet replied, mention Allah to a point when your tongue is no longer moist from the mention of Allah. Our Prophet also said, saying, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, wa Allahu Akbar, is more valuable to me than this existence. And he also said, praise and peace be upon him, whomever spoke the words, Subhanallah wa bihamdi, a pine tree was planted for him in paradise. Ibn Qayyim al-Jawzi said, our Prophet, praise and peace be upon him, did not do anything without the mention of Allah. When he spoke, he mentioned Allah. When he was silent, it was with the mention of Allah. And when he slept, he said, when my eyes are closed, my heart still beats with the mention of Allah. Jibril, peace be upon him, came down to our Prophet, praise and peace be upon him, with a verse from the Quran, and said, Allah has bestowed your nation with what He has never given to anyone before you. The verse states, Allah, His grace says, mention me, for I shall mention you. Think about this, my brothers. How many of us have made their tongue filthy with curses, with insults, with vulgarity? Our tongue, before we mention Allah, before we mention His grace, must be cleansed millions of times before we even say a single letter of His grace's name. Al-Imam Ibn Salah was asked, when is a person considered as one who mentions Allah plenty? The Imam answered, the one who mentions Allah during and around the time of prayers, when he leaves, when he returns from anywhere, before he sleeps and after he wakes up. A Moroccan person came once all the way from Morocco to ask Al-Imam Ibn Tumayyah, what is the aspect which will approach me closest to Allah after performing my duties as a Muslim? The Imam replied, after fulfilling your duties, I do not know anything more rewarding, more honorable, and more blessed than the mention of Allah. The mention of Allah instills movement and life within our hearts. You see, there is something that moves all of the existent creatures and creation. So mention of Allah is the way to awaken the heart, to let the heart beat towards being aware of faith, diligent in prayers, obedient and committed to Allah. For example, you cannot fill a car up with sand and expect from it to work. The same thing with the heart. You cannot fill it with anything else but the mention of Allah and expect it to beat and live in faith. Our Prophet Muhammad, praise and peace be upon him, said, an example of a person who mentions Allah and who does not is the difference between life and death. Some of the scholars say, for every limb present in the human body, there is a correspondent prayer. The eyes, for example, their form of prayer is to look away from that which is forbidden to look at the same time to look and indulge in Allah's great creation. The ears, for example, is to listen with it that which is holy and graceful, not sordid and vulgar. The heart serves the purpose to mention Allah, for it is an ordainment from Allah. For this is the greatest means of communication with Allah, for it provides life for the heart and the body. But those who deprive themselves of such a grand privilege is like placing their hearts in a dead corpse. A person possesses a trait that Allah has instilled in each and every one of us. It is known as a dynamic trait, which means movement. Our Prophet Muhammad, praise and peace be upon him, was asked, how do we avoid the hellfire? Our Prophet answers, faith in Allah. The people then asked, are we obliged to perform duties? The Prophet, praise and peace be upon him, answered, to spend to the will of Allah, with your money, with your knowledge. The people then answer, what if we cannot? The Prophet then replies, then do what is righteous, forbid what is sinful. The people then answer, what if we cannot? The Prophet replies, then help those who are in need, the disabled or the weak. The people then answer, what if we cannot? The Prophet replies, then do not harm anyone. And then in the end, the people then ask, if we do this, do we enter paradise? Our Prophet said, a worshipper who held on to just a string of good deed, it will slowly lead him into paradise. A person, my brothers, who holds on to a fabric of good, it will lead him to what is better and better. And if you hold on to a fabric of sin, it will drag you into greater and worse sins. So long as you grasp, as you hold on and clench to constantly mention Allah, it could be the only aspect which saves you from entering the hellfire. Our Prophet, praise and peace be upon him, said, I have not heard of anything that saves one from the hellfire aside from the mention of Allah. This deed takes you and moves you from one stature to the next until you reach Allah's mercy. Mention then, my brothers, move your stature to the highest level of blessing from Allah. A person who mentions Allah is thus loyal to Allah and obedient to Allah. If there arises a moment to serve Allah, he will try this best to please Allah. He will take precautions as to not to fall prey to be drawn into sin. A person who does not mention is less lively and as cold as an ice brick. No feelings or emotions are attached to their words. They are insignificant and they display no respect to Allah. Shaqiq al-Balghi, one of the most renowned scholars, who was once walking through the streets of Baghdad, and during this walk, he found a man giving people water to drink for a charge. And he kept on saying, for whomever drinks from my water shall drink from the water of paradise. Shaqiq was fasting during that time. So he broke his fast and said, maybe this is an hour of which Allah shall grant this praise and we shall become from those most blessed. Now how is this relevant? What is the meaning of these actions? What is truly meant by that, my brothers, is that during the intention of breaking his fast, he was mentioning Allah with both his mind, his heart. Now you have to understand, my brothers, so long as his intentions are righteous, so long as he mentions Allah with diligence and commitment, then by the will of Allah, Allah shall bestow his blessing upon him. So in the end, we ask from Allah, the great Lord of the generous and divine throne, to make our days filled with grace, devoid of scandal and shame. Peace be upon the messengers and over all creation. With your grace and mercy, Allah, we proclaim that there is no God aside from you, Allah. We seek your forgiveness and repent for our sins. And we ask from you to bless our days, to bless this year for us, so that it is also devoid of shame and scandal. A good deed, my brothers, never goes undone, and a sin never goes unpunished. And the Creator is everlasting, is ever-existent. Allah is immortal. Do as you please, do as you please. You reap what you sow. For every action you shall be judged. Or, as the Prophet Muhammad, praise and peace be upon him, said, ask from Allah, praise to Allah, and be certain he shall reply.